Session 10 of the Law of 1, January 27, 1981. Ra, I am Ra. I greet you in the love and light of the infinite creator. I communicate now. Questioner, I think that it would clarify things for us if we went back to the time just before the transfer of souls from Malk to see how the Law of One operated with respect to this transfer and why this transfer was necessary. What happened to the people of Malk that caused them to lose their planet? How long ago did this event occur? Ra, I am Ra. The peoples of Malk had a civilization somewhat similar to that of the societal complex known to you as Atlantis, in that it gained much technological information and used it without care for the preservation of their sphere, following to a majority extent the complex of thought, ideas, and actions which you may associate with your so-called negative polarity or the service to self. This was, however, for the most part, couched in a sincere belief/thought structure which seemed to the perception of the mind/body complexes of this sphere to be positive and of service to others. The devastation that tracked their biosphere and caused its disintegration resulted from what you call war. The escalation went to the furthest extent of the technology this social complex had at its disposal in the space/time present of the then time. This time was approximately 705,000 of your years ago. The cycles had begun much, much earlier upon this sphere due to its relative ability to support the first dimensional life forms at an earlier point in the space/time continuum of your solar system. These entities were so traumatized by this occurrence that they were in what you may call a social complex knot or tangle of fear. Some of your time passed. No one could reach them. No beings could aid them. Approximately 600,000 of your years ago, the then existing members of the Confederation were able to deploy a social memory complex and untie the knot of fear. The entities were then able to recall that they were conscious. This awareness brought them to the point upon what you would call the lower astral planes, where they could be nurtured until each mind/body/spirit complex was able to finally be healed of this trauma, to the extent that each entity was able to examine the distortions it had experienced in the previous life/illusion complex. After this experience of learn/teaching, the group decision was to place upon itself a type of what you may call karma alleviation. For this purpose, they came into incarnation within your planetary sphere in what were not acceptable human forms. This then they have been experiencing until the distortions of destruction are replaced by distortions towards the desire for a less distorted vision of service to others. Since this was the conscious decision of the great majority of those beings in the Malk experience, the transition to this planet began approximately 500,000 of your years ago, and the type of body complex available at that time was used. Questioner, was the body complex available at that time what we refer to as the ape body? Ra, I am Ra. That is correct. Questioner, have any of the Malk entities transformed since then? Are they still second density now, or are some of them third density? Ra, I am Ra. The consciousness of these entities has always been third density. The alleviation mechanism was designed by the placement of this consciousness in second dimensional physical chemical complexes which are not able to be dexterous or manipulative to the extent which is appropriate to the working of the third density distortions of the mind complex. Questioner, have any of the entities moved on now, made a graduation at the end of a cycle and made the transition from second density bodies to third density bodies? Ra, I am Ra. Many of these entities were able to remove the accumulation of what you call karma, thus being able to accept a third density cycle within a third density body. Most of those beings so succeeding have incarnated elsewhere in the creation for the succeeding cycle in third density. As this planet reached third density, some few of these entities became able to join the vibration of this sphere in third density form. There remain a few who have not yet alleviated through the mind/body/spirit coordination of distortions the previous action taken by them. Therefore, they remain. Questioner, are these the Bigfoot that you spoke of? Ra, I am Ra. These are one type of Bigfoot. Questioner: Then are human races formed of a few who originally came from Malk and quite a few who came from Mars? Are there entities here from other places? Ra: I am Ra. There are entities experiencing your time/space continuum who have originated from many, many places, as you would call them, in the creation, for when there is a cycle change, those who must repeat then find a planetary sphere appropriate for this repetition. It is somewhat unusual for a planetary mind/body/spirit complex to contain those from many, many various loci, but this explains much, for, you see, you are experiencing the third dimension occurrence with a large number of those who must repeat the cycle. The orientation, thus, has been difficult to unify even with the aid of many of your teach/learners. Questioner: When Malk was destroyed, did all the people of Malk have the fear problem or were some advanced enough to transfer to other planets? Ra: I am Ra. In the occurrence of planetary dissolution, none escaped, for this is an action which redounds to the social complex of the planetary complex itself. None escaped the knot or tangle. Questioner: Is there any danger of this happening to Earth at this time? Ra: I am Ra. We feel this evaluation of your planetary mind/body/spirit complex is so-called future may be less than harmless. We say only the conditions of mind exist for such development of technology and such deployment. It is the distortion of our vision/understanding that the mind and spirit complexes of those of your people need orientation rather than the toys needing dismantlement, for are not all things that exist part of the Creator? Therefore, freely to choose is your own duty. Questioner: When graduation occurs at the end of a cycle, and entities are moved from one planet to another, by what means do they go to a new planet? Ra: I am Ra. In the scheme of the Creator, the first step of the mind/body/spirit/totality/beingness is to place its mind/body/spirit complex distortion in the proper place of love/light. This is done to ensure proper healing of the complex and eventual attunement with the totality/beingness complex. This takes a very variable length of your time/space. After this is accomplished, the experience of the cycle is dissolved and filtered until only the distillation of distortions in its pure form remains. At this time, the harvested mind/body/spirit/totality/beingness evaluates the density needs of its beingness and chooses the more appropriate new environment for either a repetition of the cycle or a moving forward into the next cycle. This is the manner of the harvesting, guarded and watched over by many. Questioner: When the entity is moved from one planet to the next, is he moved in thought or by a vehicle? Ra: I am Ra. The mind/body/spirit/totality/beingness is one with the Creator. There is no time/space distortion. Therefore, it is a matter of thinking the proper locus in the infinite array of time/spaces. Questioner: While an entity is incarnate in this third density at this time, he may either learn unconsciously without knowing what he is learning, or he may learn after he is consciously aware that he is learning in the ways of the Law of One. By the second way of learning consciously, it is possible for the entity to greatly accelerate his growth. Is this correct? Ra: I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner: Then although many entities are not consciously aware of it, what they really desire is to accelerate their growth, and it is their job to discover this while they are incarnate. Is it correct that they can accelerate their growth much more while in the third density than in between incarnations of this density? Ra: I am Ra. This is correct. We shall attempt to speak upon this concept. The Law of One has as one of its primal distortions the free will distortion, thus each entity is free to accept, reject, or ignore the mind/body/spirit complexes about it and ignore the creation itself. There are many among your social memory complex distortion who, at this time/space, engage daily, as you would put it, in the working upon the law of one in one of its primal distortions, that is, the ways of love. However, if this same entity, being biased from the depths of its mind/body/spirit complex towards love/light, were then to accept the responsibility for each moment of the time/space accumulation of present moments available to it, such an entity can empower its progress in much the same way as we described the empowering of the call of your social complex distortion to the Confederation. Questioner, could you state this in a little different way? How you empower this call? Ra, I am Ra. We understand you to speak now of our previous information. The call begins with one. This call is equal to infinity and is not, as you would say, counted. It is the cornerstone. The second call is added. The third call empowers or doubles the second, and so forth, each additional calling doubling or granting power to all the preceding calls. Thus, the call of many of your peoples is many, many powered and overwhelmingly heard to the infinite reaches of the One Creation. Questioner, for the general development of the reader of this book, could you state some of the practices or exercises to perform to produce an acceleration toward the Law of One? Ra, I am Ra. Exercise 1. This is the most nearly centered and usable within your illusion complex. The moment contains love. That is the lesson/goal of this illusion or density. The exercise is to consciously see that love in awareness and understanding distortions. The first attempt is the cornerstone. Upon this choosing rests the remainder of the life experience of an entity. The second seeking of love within the moment begins the addition. The third seeking empowers the second. The fourth powering or doubling the third. As with the previous type of empowerment, there will be some loss of power due to flaws within the seeking in the distortion of insincerity. However, the conscious statement of self to self of the desire to seek love is so central an act of will that, as before, the loss of power due to this friction is inconsequential. Exercise 2. The universe is one being. When a mind/body/spirit complex views another mind/body/spirit complex, see the Creator. This is an helpful exercise. Exercise 3. Gaze within a mirror. See the Creator. Exercise 4. Gaze at the creation which lies about the mind/body/spirit complex of each entity. See the Creator. The foundation or prerequisite of these exercises is a predilection towards what may be called meditation, contemplation, or prayer. With this attitude, these exercises can be processed. Without it, the data will not sink down into the roots of the tree of mind, thus enabling and ennobling the body and touching the spirit. Questioner, I was wondering about the advent of the civilizations of Atlantis and Lemuria, when these civilizations occurred, and where did they come from? Ra, I am Ra. This is the last question of this working. The civilizations of Atlantis and Lemuria were not one but two. Let us look first at the Mu entities. They were beings of a somewhat primitive nature, but those who had very advanced spiritual distortions. The civilization was part of this cycle, experienced early within the cycle at a time of approximately 53,000 of your years ago. It was an helpful and harmless place which was washed beneath the ocean during a readjustment of your sphere's tectonic plates through no action of their own. They sent out those who survived and reached many places in what you call Russia, North America, and South America. The Indians of whom you come to feel some sympathy in your social complex distortions are the descendants of these entities. Like the other incarnates of this cycle, they came from elsewhere. However, these particular entities were largely from a second density planet which had some difficulty, due to the age of its sun, in achieving third density life conditions. This planet was from the galaxy Deneb. The Atlantean race was a very conglomerate social complex which began to form approximately 31,000 years in the past of your space/time continuum illusion. It was a slow-growing and very agrarian one until approximately 15,000 of your years ago. It reached quickly a high technological understanding which caused it to be able to use intelligent infinity in an informative manner. We may add that they used intelligent energy as well, manipulating greatly the natural influxes of the indigo or pineal ray from divine or infinite energy. Thus, they were able to create life forms. This they began to do instead of healing and perfecting their own mind/body/spirit complexes, turning their distortions towards what you may call negative. Approximately 11,000 of your years ago, the first of the, what you call, wars, caused approximately 40% of this population to leave the density by means of disintegration of the body. The second and most devastating of the conflicts occurred approximately 10,821 years in the past according to your illusion. This created an earth-changing configuration and a large part of Atlantis was no more, having been inundated. Three of the positively oriented of the Atlantean groups left this geographical locus before that devastation, placing themselves in the mountain areas of what you call Tibet, what you call Peru, and what you call Turkey. Do you have any brief questions before we close this meeting? Questioner, only one, other than what we can do to make the instrument more comfortable. I would like to have your definition of galaxy. The word galaxy as you have used it. Ra, I am Ra. We use the term known to your people by the sound vibration galaxy. We accept that some galaxies contain one system of planetary and solar groups. Others contain several. However, the importance of the locus in infinite time/space dimensionality is so little that we accept the distortion implicit in such an ambiguous term. Questioner, then the nine planets and sun which we have here in our system, would you refer to that as a galaxy? Ra, I am Ra. We would not. Questioner, how many stars would be approximately in a galaxy? Ra, I am Ra. It depends upon the galactic system. Your own, as you know, contains many, many, millions of planetary entities and star bodies. Questioner, I was just trying to get to the definition that you were using for galaxy. You mentioned a couple of times the term galaxy in reference to what we call a planetary system and it was causing some confusion. Is there any way that we can make the instrument more comfortable? Ra, I am Ra. This instrument could be made somewhat more comfortable if more support were given the body complex. Other than this, we can only repeat the request to carefully align the symbols used to facilitate this instrument's balance. Our contact is narrow-banded and thus the influx brought in with us must be precise. I am Ra. I leave you in the love and the light of the One Infinite Creator. Go forth, therefore, rejoicing in the power and peace of the One Creator. Adonai.